Voters in Idaho will decide next month whether or not to make some additions to the state constitution. Reporter Aaron Kuntz has more on the measure known by many as the right to hunt.
House Joint Resolution 2 is less than 2 pages long and adds hunting, fishing, and trapping to Idaho's constitution. Governor Butch Otter says the authors of the measure wanted to protect these outdoor activities for future generations.
I think the motivation was to make sure that there was a continuum in that tradition that we have in Idaho. I think the only danger, and I warned him about this, that the only danger that we run is what if it fails? What's that going to tell us?
Opponents call the right to hunt measure frivolous. Greg Moore chairs the Vote No on HJR 2 committee based in central Idaho. He says no one is seeking to deny state citizens the right to hunt, fish, or trap. He says the state constitution should be reserved for basic human rights issues. Moore has other concerns about HJR 2. He believes it could change the way management decisions are made in the future.
It includes not only a perpetual right to hunt and fish, but also to trap. And unlike hunting and fishing, trapping is a cruel and prolonged way to kill animals.
Regardless of how you vote on HJR 2 on November 6th, it's unlikely you'll see any noticeable change. Hunting, fishing, and trapping in Idaho will continue either way. In Boise, I'm Aaron Kuntz.